Sixth week, fourth day. God has a divine plan for me. I believe that the plan God has for me is wrapped in the folds of my being, even as the oak is wrapped in the acorn and the rose in the bud. I believe that this plan is permanent, indestructible, and perfect, free from all that is essentially evil. Any negative experience has no part in my God-created plan. It is simply a distortion caused by my own willfulness and blindness. When I relax and yield trustingly to His leading, I lose all sense of personal responsibility for seeing that His will is done. And in that attitude of peaceful assurance, His plan works out perfectly for me and through me. I may know when I am following His guidance, because only at those times do I have peace. And with it comes a creative urge propelling me into joyous expression and activity, or it gives me patience and a willingness to sit back when others must unfold the plan for me. I believe that this plan is a perfect part of the larger plan for the good of all men, and that my good can never be separated from theirs. I believe I may accept with radiant acquiescence all the persons and events that come into my life, knowing that they have been sent to provide me with God-given opportunities for spiritual growth and service. I believe that when I look out upon the world with trust and love, I shall see the shining threads in the overall pattern which God has designed, and I shall discover that my own life is woven permanently into His eternal tapestry. Lynn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away."